Hello.
Hi, Mariah. I apologize. It looks like the phone got disconnected. So, yes,
it's
it
okay.
is. We did receive the 74 hours effective until the 12th. So,
okay.
Yes. So, let's just adjust the schedule for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, 74 hours. Let me divide that.
Okay.
Do you currently have a schedule that you're working with the patient?
Yes, I work 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay. And, all right. So, after those 2 weeks pass, do you still want to work Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll be 54 if we divide that by 7. So some of the days will be 7 hours, some of the days will be 8 hours.
Okay.
And you want to start the same time, 8 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to do the math here to see what the schedule looks like. On what days do you want to work longer?
Is it going to be like, is it for like the fifth, if it was to be changed to 54 hours?
So this is, yeah, we have to assume that it's going to change to 54 hours because that's what the authorization states. If you're able to appeal the hours and get the 74 back, then it'll update in our system.
Okay.
But for now, we have to assume the 54 hours. So I'm going to do 8 a.m. to, let's do 8 a.m. to 6. That's 10 hours. And if we do that for 5 days a week, it'll be 50. And then you don't want to work. And then you'll have an extra 4 hours. So for 4 of the days, you'll work 8 to 7, and 1 of the days, you'll work 8 to 6, okay?
Okay, no problem.
So which day will be 8 to 6?
I don't know. Does it have to be... I don't want to work on just no Sundays.
Yeah, that's fine. If we do the schedule that I said, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. one day and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. 4 days, that'll just cover Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can do Friday the hour less.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Friday.
Okay. All right, so that'll take effect as of the 13th. If we do not receive an appeal, we'll let you know if we do. And for the other days, we'll stick to the 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. schedule, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
I sent you an email with all the information you'll need to know as an employee, including the employee handbook, benefits, schedule, and I also included the contact information for your coordinator. She'll be taking over, and she'll be in charge of the payroll to make sure that everything looks right on your check each week. She'll give you a call to show you how to clock in and out. If you don't hear from her or you want to call her directly, you're welcome to, okay?
Okay. I thought you were the coordinator.
So I'm an intake coordinator, which means that I was just assisting you guys until you're ready to start. And from this point on, you'll be to a permanent coordinator. Her name is Valeria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then. Any questions for me?
Nope, not right now.
Okay, then. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
No problem. Bye.